September the 22nd, and it is 11:22 a.m. First on the agenda is prayer. Speaker, would you give us a prayer this afternoon?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, I come to you again today at this hour, and I just praise your name, and I thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon me in my life, and I just thank you for all of my people around me and my colleagues and our employees of the nation and our community, Father, and I ask that you bless them and guide them and heal them, and however they may need, be there as you promise. And I just pray that, you know, all the little children and all those in need who know you, Father, and have a relationship with you and love you and come to know that you are the Almighty Father God. And I just thank you for blessing us as a people, Father. And I'm just so grateful. And I just ask that you fill us with your wisdom and love and open our eyes to all that you are and all that you give, and that these things are through you, Father. And I thank you, and I love you, and I praise you, and forgive us for our sins and help us to be better people each day, Father. And bless our elders and all of their needs and their ailments and their worries and sickness of this time, and all the Osage families at this time, Father, experiencing hard times or illness or pain and suffering in their families. And I just ask that you bless our families. I have a little family member, sister, on my mind and my heart, Father, and I just ask that you touch her and her family and our community, Father. And I ask all these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Speaker. Next is roll call.
Councilwoman Lemon. Okay. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon's here. Thank you. Apologize.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Present.
And Chair Stabler.
Present. We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. If you'll review the minutes, please. I mean, I'm comfortable right now, but it's going to get warm this afternoon. Okay.
Chair. Chairwoman.
Sorry. Hello. Yes, Speaker, go ahead.
I was like, I'm going to start calling all, going through the list of names. Just kidding. motion to approve the minutes.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
Chair.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Chairwoman.
Yes, is this something having to do with minutes?
Yes, ma'am. There's two sets of minutes today. So if I could, if I could just get clarification on which set.
It's on the one that was postponed. I checked for the corrections from that date. So that's the one I'm.
That the 20th?
Yes.
I believe the 13th got postponed.
Yeah, the ones that we had asked for corrections on. I looked over those corrections, and so for the 13th.
Okay. Oh, for the 13th. Sorry. Okay. All right. So motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Minutes are approved. So now if you will go to the minutes for the 20th. Or was it the 22nd? 20th.
Chairwoman. Okay, on down at the bottom. I was almost there. Down at the bottom, Caitlin, if you'll look and see, it says Congressman Big Horse makes a motion to report, I think, section 12. It's the diabetes. I think that was reported twice. It was duplicated. It was reported up higher.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I see what speaker's saying, and I will correct it. It should say section 42 health center. That's my fault.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And then I was, so I'm almost to the bottom. Okay, yeah, that corrected. And then I would make a motion to approve the minutes for September 20th, 2021.
As amended.
Mm-hmm.
Motion, do we have a second?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Minutes are approved. Thank you all very much. Before we go any further, I'd like to entertain a motion for bill number ONCA 2195, and it is to add page 32 after section 31 or at the appropriate place by legislative council, insert the following new section: public health nurse. Osage Nation Congress appropriates the sum of $204,132 to the public health nurse from the general fund of the treasury and to authorize to be spent according to the table below.
You're entertaining that motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, so moved.
Moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you all. And then I think in order for us to get this out today, we're going to need a motion to amend the agenda and to add after section 16, section public health nurse to ONCA 2195 to the agenda. I would entertain that motion.
Madam Chair. The clerk just told me that that's not a necessary step to report it out.
So we can go ahead and review it if it's on the agenda, not on the agenda?
Yes, ma'am.
Good deal. Thank you. All right. So next, ONCA 2198, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $45,479,545 and $5 million in restricted revenue reserved to the Wajarji Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. Also reviewing ONCA 2195, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $40,842,292 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The first section for review today is section 9, child support. And who do we have from executive on this section?
Madam Chair, I've returned. This is Brandy.
Brandy. Is there anyone from executive that can speak to child support?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Casey, go ahead.
Ms. Wilkins is on.
Okay, is there speaker on?
Yeah, good morning. I apologize. I was trying to get myself off of mute.
All right, go ahead. The way we've been doing this, Ms. Wilkins, is give us a little few comments about your annual plan. Would also like to hear if you met your goals for last year, and then we can talk about the numbers.
Okay. So Osage Nation Child Support Services, anyone that consents to Osage Nation jurisdiction in regards to child support enforcement, modification, or establishment. We have a new program that we are trying to bring back. It's called the Tribal Intervention Program. It assists non-custodial parents in overcoming obstacles to basically be more involved within their child's life and become financially stable. We've seen some good endpoints out of that program, and we hope to continue to see it grow within this next fiscal year.
Okay. Do we have any questions for Ms. Wilkins? Otherwise, we can go straight into her budget.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just wondering if Ms. Wilkins would be willing to expound a little bit on any goals that were set and then assessed, and if they were reached or not reached. Just kind of following up on what you requested. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So our goals for last year were basically to increase our paternity establishment and increase our collections. So the last 4 years, even during the pandemic, there was a lot of employment. However, because we were able to collect from unemployment and there was all the pandemic payments, the stimulus payments that came out, our collections actually increased abnormally through those two collections. So we did meet and exceed the goal on increasing our collections for that year. But due to the pandemic, because a lot of people were working remote, there wasn't a lot of access to do on-site genetic testing. So genetic testing did it stayed stagnant from the previous year and did not increase. But overall, the program performed well, even though there was a lot of changes due to the pandemic and the way we normally do business face-to-face.
Okay. Anyone else?
Chair, this is Reva.
Yes.
I have a quick question. Thank you. Hi, Amanda. Good morning. I was wondering, can you talk about your caseload real quick and give us some stats on that?
Yeah, so we have a caseload around 500 cases in tribal child support through our funding agency. We're considered a mid-level child support program, which means we're one of the higher functionings at the mid-level range that our funding agency sees. So within our caseload, we have registered orders through Osage Casino, which means any employee of Osage Casino, we handle the income withholding orders for their child support payments to the state of Oklahoma or to any external child support agencies. We also handle income withholding orders and garnishments for Osage Nation employees, as well as we process applications for individuals within Osage Nation jurisdiction. So right now, predominantly in our caseload, it's majorly within enforcement, which means we're enforcing an active child support order. After that is the registrations. We have a high number of registrations. We have a very low rate of uncollectible cases. Uncollectible means generally the non-custodial parent is incarcerated or disabled, and we're hoping to continually lower that number of uncollectible cases through our tribal intervention program, which basically is a reentry program helping non-custodial parents, again, overcome obstacles, which could be court fees, legal matters, substance abuse, behavioral health issues, job placement. So we're really trying to push that tribal intervention program and make it succeed to what we believe it should be. And so far this year, once we brought it back, all of our participants in that program are pleased with what our coordinator is doing, and they seem to be doing really well with the services that she is referring out them to.
Okay. Very good. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Amanda, you spoke a little bit about not being able to have as many collections this year. Is that, did I hear that right? Isn't that what you mentioned in your annual plan?
Well, our collections increased. It was the paternity establishment, so genetic testing, that went down. It was a really odd trend within child support during the pandemic where collections substantially increased because of the stimulus payments that we intercepted from non-custodial parents. And then we had so many non-custodial parents receiving unemployment, so we were able to do a direct garnishment from their unemployment wages. So it's a weird trend within child support. It was seen nationally, but collections skyrocketed.
Okay. Thank you very much. So let's move to her budget. Does anybody have anything there they'd like to discuss or any questions?
Chair, this is Rebard. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So this budget, you guys are also going to see, it's a non-tribal budget, but you're seeing program revenue of $214,239. And I want to say, Amanda, if my memory serves me right, is this money, the amount that you give the AG's office as in-kind? And you want to talk about that? Or if I'm wrong, could you explain your revenue and your federal budget?
Yeah. Congresswoman Rivard is actually correct. So part of our grant is we have to meet a 20% in-kind. So we receive that in-kind through donated labor from the Attorney General's office and through the trial court. The trial court, on top of that, also any filings we have within their court, they don't charge us filing fees or the labor that the court clerks, it takes them to file, stamp. They provide copies of legal orders to us at no cost. So that's how we meet that 20% in-kind match. So it's basically pro bono services and waived cost.
I can hear you talking through the wall, second speaker, but I can't hear you online.
Okay, I'm sorry, Chair. I was actually talking to Shanna, or Shanna and I were speaking. I wish that the somebody from Treasury was on the call because, and I don't know that they're not. I don't know who the 287-7281 is, that phone number.
That's big horse.
Okay.
We never can remember that number. I did speak to the treasurer yesterday and ask him to be on the call, but I don't see him.
Okay. Well, this is one of them, Chair, that it's come over this way, but I'd prefer that, Mr. McIntosh actually figure out how this should be presented. Because to me, it wouldn't be program revenue, but rather restricted, because it is restricted to the AG's office. But I don't want to hold this up, but maybe I'll text Tyler and see if he could look at that, because I think it does need to be addressed and be reported in the proper category.
Right. I agree with you there. So, yeah, if you would reach out to him. And then I think we had another question for him. Note it down on something. Can't recall what it was. Okay, so while we're on child support, is there anyone else that has a question or comment? Of course, we see a huge increase in professional fees and a huge increase in indirect costs. So Ms. Wilkins, maybe you could talk about your professional fees.
So in professional fees, we do pay the Attorney General's office a set rate per year for their legal services. They're not entirely doing all the child support hearings and legal work for free. We do pay them a set amount of hours per year for legal services, just so they have a monetary benefit coming into their program for assisting us. Additionally, we do have a database that was built specifically for our program, and we do have a contractor that maintains that database. So if we have any issues, he can remote in and fix those. He also, any updates to child support, any of our legal like forms or income withholding orders, he can upload those into the database so we can auto-generate. And then we have a memorandum of understanding with Oklahoma Child Support Services that we pay them a small portion each month to have access to federal tax intercepts, bank levies, income information from the state of Oklahoma, and like Social Security garnishments, stuff like that, that we wouldn't have access to generally.
Okay. All right. I also notice, oh, go ahead. Did you have something else? Okay. I also noticed that you've got a jump in wages, which I know this is a federal grant, so I'm not really questioning the amount, except to ask, are you adding positions?
We are. So in the FY 2021 budget, we had the case manager position that has always been within the program plan that was not budgeted for FY 2021. Since that time, our caseload has continued to increase, and we are bringing back that case manager program in the budget, as well as a case specialist. The case specialist was a new position that our funding agency added to the program plan. We have had an increase in intergovernmental cases just because of some recent changes within jurisdictionally how child support is managed. So we've been getting a lot of incoming referrals from outside child support agencies to assist them in collecting child support with local individuals.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so does anyone have any comments or questions on child support? Okay, so I know we've got a message into the treasurer, and so we'll come back to that when and if he joins us, so that we don't leave Ms. Wilkins here trying to stretch out the conversation. And but I just wanted to say I have not met you. I know most of the directors. I've not met you, but appreciate that you were here today and were able to answer all the questions. Very good.
Thank you all.
All right. So are we, committee, are we ready for movement? Is that silence mean we're going to wait for the treasurer?
Sure.
Or
do this? Sure.
Yeah, yes, I thought you had said the message and that we would come back to it. So I assumed since we have the rest of the day, back.
Okay, we can. This is, it's the question is about in-kind. And so his, so we can wait on that. Yeah, you're right, in case there needs to be something amended.
Yeah, just in case we should wait. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wilkins. And we will move now to the farmers markets. And do we have anyone here to talk about farmers market?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Yes, I don't know, Casey, or was that Ms. Malone? Or
yes, Madam Chair, I'm here. I'm here for Manon today.
Did you have something you wanted to add?
No, ma'am. That's fine. I was just going to inform the committee that we've kind of had an emergency with Manon, so there'd be a replacement.
All right. Ms. Malone, I think you heard the routine, so if you'd like to go ahead and start.
Yes. Now, I just want to note that I don't have as much knowledge as Manon does on the details and everything, but I'll try my best to answer your questions as best as possible. But our senior and WIC farmers market programs, we have operated the same way we did last year due to COVID. We've been utilizing our mobile unit. and operating drive-through farmers markets. We did meet all of our goals this year. Our big one was increasing the number of farmers that we utilize. So we had a total of 17 this year. And then also one goal that we're not sure about yet is our surveys, which is still in process. We're trying to contact people and get feedback and information on how we did this year. But all of our other goals were met this year.
Does anyone have any questions for Ms. Malone about the farmer's market or any comments? I guess I have one maybe. I guess we're still waiting to be able to do, are you able to use produce from the farm yet for the farmer's market, or are we still waiting on that?
Are you talking about the tribal?
Yes.
I know Manon has contacted our funding agency about that. I believe I believe they mentioned it was kind of a conflict of interest. But I know there might be some talks going on about that. But I know at this time our funding agency said it wasn't allowed.
That's too bad. Okay. Anyone else have any questions? If there are no questions, is the committee ready for movement? And this would be Section 18, Farmers Market.
Chair, this is Rebart. I'm not on your committee, but I have a quick question. Again, you're seeing, you know, they're asking for, it looks like a tribal appropriation, a 2283. That's not in our other bill. And there's also, program revenue again.
That was our other question for the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
If these amounts really should be in this bill, or they should be in the other bill.
And this kind of, Chair, this kind of stuff is easy fix. You just pull it out and create a budget for the 2283 or the 1,000. Mm-hmm. So what I'm seeing is, you know, it would cause confusion in Treasury. And when we're looking at non-tribal, we shouldn't be seeing anything of that nature, I don't believe. And that's just the way I see things. It looks like, you know, I don't want to, I'll say it, we don't want to ever that it appear like commingling. Mm-hmm. And of course they could do the adjustments over in Treasury, but this is a small amount, but I'm starting to see that throughout this non-tribal bill. And I don't agree with it unless I'm trying to get the controller on the line. He's in a meeting, but John is asking him to get on. I want his recommendation. I don't know that he's realized how it's been presented.
Okay. Well, we will set this one to the side for comments from him before we move on it. And then, committee, this takes us to Section 35, Senior Farmers Market. And she kind of went over both at the same time. And so if anybody has any questions on this one does not show any tribal match. So if there are no questions, is the committee ready for movement on this one?
Chair, I'm not on the committee, but I can take action, I guess. Can I?
I guess I need to hear from the committee, though, if there's a problem. Are they missing something?
Madam Chair, This is Brandy. I am having really connectivity issues today. I apologize. I'm trying to talk and I don't, nobody can hear me, but can you now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I was trying to chime in earlier on the minutes and I was just really talking away and then nobody heard me. So I apologize.
Yeah, if you all would turn your cameras on, I would know if you're trying to talk to me.
Oh yeah. You don't want to see me. I'll be glad to make movement on this particular.
All right. This section. One's section 35.
Okay. Section 35. And we're trying to remember to say senior farmers market, right? When I say that, yes. Section 35. And then 2195. Okay. Motion to report section 35, did you say?
Yes.
Section 35. Senior Farmers Market on bill ONCA 2195 to Congress as reviewed and accepted.
I have a motion. Do we have a second? Motion and a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Thank you all. All right. So, yes, Caitlin.
I'm not sure if this was the intention or maybe I could have missed a motion, but section 18, farmers market, did you intentionally not have movement on it because you're waiting for the treasurer?
Waiting on the treasurer.
Okay. Just double checking.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So next is section 19, food distribution. Do we have anyone from food distribution on the line?
Good morning. This is Fi Davis.
Good morning, Fi.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. So I think, I don't know if you were on before and heard the routine. We're asking that you kind of go through a few comments of your annual plan and then talk to us about your goals. And then we'll go to numbers after that.
My program is to provide a nutritious food package to all of the low-income Native American residents on our reservation. Our goals were kind of not met because of COVID. We were shut down early in March or April. So we usually go out into the communities to tailgate, what we call tailgate. We take our truck loaded with our food to Pawhuska and Skycoop. We will make deliveries. We used to do tailgate at Fairfax, but we have found that it's more economical and we do a better job if we just make deliveries. So we just make deliveries in Fairfax because we only have, I think, maybe five or six. So we load up our armada. We have an armada and we load it up with the packages after our clients call in. And we will take and we will deliver those food packages to those families. During the pandemic, when we were closed down, we could not go to Skytook and Pawhuska to do the tailgate. So we took phone orders and we delivered, again, made deliveries to Pawhuska and Skytook so that we wouldn't have that gathering of our participants and we wouldn't be face-to-face with them according to the policy that was put out by our executive department. So that's a big part of our goals each year. And it's not that it wasn't completed. It was that we didn't actually do it the way we said we were going to do it and the way we have been doing since 1994. So we just did it a little different. Now, we didn't. Actually, our goals are to provide this package to all of our low-income Native American residents. We didn't get to serve all of our people. We lost a lot of people because of several different things, several different circumstances. So we can say that we didn't meet our goals the way that we said that we were going to do, but we did meet our goals because we had substitutes. Whenever we were told to shut down in March, Walmart gave us 40,000 pounds of produce. And they said, give it to whoever you want to. So we gave it to all of the residents of the reservation. We asked people to come in and get this stuff. So we had 40,000 pounds of food that they delivered to us, and we stored and we distributed right here out of our warehouse. Plus we made deliveries to our clients that we knew couldn't get in here in March. That was one thing. And this was instigated by the assistant principal chief. He called me and told me that this was available. And so I contacted Walmart's contact was, and they brought us this food. We distributed to everybody that wanted it. It wasn't a great food package. It wasn't our normal food package, but it was still free food. So we distributed it. Right immediately after that, we were contacted, it was USDA that told us that we could start receiving and distributing farmers to family food boxes. So immediately after we got the Walmart distribution done, completed, then we took and asked for a certain amount of product, which was this free food box for everybody, anybody. And we allowed anybody to come in here and get those food boxes. So we did that every week for the past year. And it ended, I think it ended right about the 1st of November. I think October was the last time that we did it. So we were doing it for almost a year. We were doing it every week. We were doing it in addition to our regular program, which we still had participants. But because of this food package, this free food box, our participants didn't feel like some of our participants felt like they didn't want to meet our guidelines, do our paperwork, come in here and pick up food. Mm-hmm. If they could just come here and get a free food box. And it made a lot of sense to me. But we still had some of our participants who still came in, still called us and put their order in, and we still provided them the program food. So we were running two programs at one time, and our warehouse was just fully, it was overloaded with food and these food boxes. We had some help from different people. We had different organizations come in here, and they took some of these food boxes and took them to the communities too. But we were the contact for the food boxes, and they delivered them here, and we stored them. And it actually, one of the entities that provided this food boxes for us was recommended to me by Mr. Tillman, Congressman Tillman. And it worked out really well. And I think he tried to do it in Pawhuska. I'm not sure. I have a great respect for Mr. Tillman. And I think this is one of the things that we have to look at our people as knowing that these people can come in here and provide food for us without going through a lot of channels to get this. And that's what he did. He just called me and told me it's available. So I went and got it. I mean, I called them people and got it. But he was a big part of that. So I thank him. And we went on, like I said, we did that through this past year. We ended October. So we were really busy. We are starting now, finally. We have, through the past few months, been able to get some of our constituents back. They're starting to just slowly roll back into our program, those that are in need. And so we're still, with this second wave of pandemic, we're still not particularly doing our tailgate, but we're making deliveries. So we're fulfilling our program and the goals that we set with whatever resources we have available to us. So I'm just saying that I think our goals are being fulfilled. It's just not the way, just even with, because of the way the health situation is, we're having to adapt. And we're doing that. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer. Any questions about the plan? Now, the budget's different, so.
Any questions? Any questions for Pi?
Chair, Ms. Tillman.
Congressman Tillman. Go ahead. Thank
you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, Mr. Davis. And appreciate you and your staff and what you do. And I was looking at your objective number two, that was creating the wellness initiatives that address the hunger issue on the reservation by partnering with the entities of the nation. And the measures were to partner with the Bird Creek Farms and with the Blue Stem Ranch to distribute the fresh produce and the beef and bison. And my question is just, has that started? And if so, how is that going? And if it hasn't started, what is the process?
We have, yes, it is. It is ongoing. Anytime before the actual meat market got rolling, now they had some beef that they wanted distributed. Actually, we went and got, before they had a staff, before they had a program, they had some, I think it was two of the cattle that were butchered in Arc City. They had us take our truck up there, get all the beef that had been butchered, those two cattle, and brought it back to the warehouse. So we had partnered with them, and we still do. Anytime they have stuff, they have a product, we will distribute it out of our warehouse. We have partnered with them several times to store. We had a new cooler built, and it was two times the size of the old one. So while it was down, the meat market allowed us to store our cooler items up there at the meat market. So we have partnered with them, and it's ongoing and it's going well. We always partner with Title VI SEWS program. If Wake and Iron Hall is not available for us to do our tailgate, then we would go to Title VI. So we've always had a relationship with partnering with them. We also, when we had the free food boxes, we would take some in our truck. We would take some in our truck, a couple of pallets, up to SEWS program, up to Title VI Senior Services. They're known by me with, they're known by several names, but we would take them up there and we would leave them with them, and they would distribute those food boxes for their participants also, which is probably the same, our participants too. We probably share participants. Also, we take them over to Fairfax to the Title VI program over there, and they distributed them there. We had a guy that was part-time, and through the through one of our other programs, he was on just to distribute the food boxes part-time. And eventually he was put on to help the Title VI too, whenever we didn't have food boxes. So we partnered with several of our programs. We've also had some of the garden vegetables brought down here just to see how it would work out for us to distribute them. So we're getting with them, and we will eventually have a relationship with them. But it's a work in progress. So I hope that answers your question, Mr. Tillman.
Sure, yes, it does. And just, Fi, just again, want to thank you and your staff for doing what you do. It's just so important and critical in a time of need, and you guys serve the people well. So thank you again for your dedication, sir, and your staff. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Does anybody else have a question or comment? If not, I have a question. Looking at this is on your federal budget. I'm trying to figure out where your services are. I don't see direct services. Am I just overlooking a line somewhere? Or?
No, you're not. We don't have any direct services. All we do is distribute food that is bought by USDA.
I USDA see. You know, I never knew that. Office,
and they give it to us free.
I see. I didn't realize that. Very good. Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments? I will say that this budget has the same issue. It's got an in-kind expense. So I will set that aside until we get to the treasurer. Now that's food distribution's federal budget. If we can go ahead and get through his tribal budget, then we'll break for lunch after that. So now we're looking at food distribution. Tribal. And on this one, now this is the first one that we've hit in my committee where we do have the requested information. So I think you got a new packet today that has the revised budget with the wages and fringe in it. And of course, this is a supplemental to the other budget. Does anybody have any questions on this budget?
Chair, this is Revard. Are you saying food distribution submitted a revised budget other than what's in the packet?
No. That is the revised budget that came over with the micro information on it.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Thank you.
So I guess my point is we won't have to postpone this one. We review it, we can move it on. Not hearing anything. And
Madam Chair, this is Brandia.
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
If there aren't any other questions for Mr. Davis, and we're ready to move on, and I'll be happy to make the motion.
I guess so, because I don't hear anything from anybody else. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Do you need the section? Section 27?
Food distribution.
Mm-hmm, of 2198.
Move to report section 27, did you say?
Yes.
Sorry. Food distribution of ONCA 2198 to Congress as reviewed and accepted.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Thank you all very much. And with that, we'll move on to we'll move on to lunch. And yes, thank you, Fi. And that let's do lunch until 1:15. Is that okay with everybody?
Moved. Sounds good.
All right. I'll see you all at 1:15 then. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.